This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine said on Friday they plan to evacuate their breakaway region's residents to Russia, a stunning turn in a conflict the West believes Moscow could use to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Announcing the move on social media, the head of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic said Russia had agreed to provide accommodation for those who leave. Women, children, and the elderly should be evacuated first. There was no immediate comment from Russian officials or from Kiev. Millions of civilians are believed to live in the two rebel-held regions of eastern Ukraine. Most are Russian speakers, and many already have been granted Russian citizenship. The eastern Ukraine conflict zone saw the most intense artillery bombardment in years on Friday, with the Kiev government and the separatists trading blame. Western countries have said they think the shelling, which began on Thursday and intensified in its second day, is part of a pretext to invade. The United States said Russia, which says it has started drawing down troops near Ukraine this week, had done the opposite, ramping up the force, menacing to its neighbor between 169,000 to 190,000 troops. That's up from 100,000 at the end of January. Quote, this is the most significant military mobilization in Europe since the Second World War, U.S. Ambassador Michael Carpenter told a meeting at the Vienna-based Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Russia denies Western accusations it is planning an all-out invasion of Ukraine, a country of over 40 million people, in what would potentially be Europe's biggest war in generations. This is VOA News. Millions hunkered down as a storm pummeled Britain with record-breaking winds on Friday, killing one man in Ireland and disrupting flights, trains, and ferries across Western Europe. London was eerily empty after the British capital was placed under its first-ever red weather warning, meaning there was a danger to life. The same rare level of alert was in place across southern England and South Wales, where schools were closed and transport paralyzed. The storm knocked out power to 80,000 homes and businesses in Ireland and more than 5,000 in Cornwall and Devon in southwest England as towering waves breached seawalls along the coast. One wind gust of 122 miles per hour or 196 kilometers per hour was measured on the Isle of Wight off southern England, and the Met Office says, quote, provisionally the highest gust ever recorded in England. A large section of the roof of the Millennium Dome in southeast London was shredded by the high winds, while all trains in Wales, western England, and Kent in southeast England were canceled. The United Nations said Friday it was alarmed by the worsening food crisis across Africa's Sahel region, with more than 10.5 million people facing crisis levels of hunger. The UN's World Food Program said the number of people on the brink of starvation has increased almost tenfold over the past 3 years. The WFP said that of the 10.5 million, some 1.1 million were deemed at the higher emergency stage of food insecurity across five affected countries in Africa's semi-arid sub-Saharan belt, including Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, and Niger. The agency says it needs just $470 million for 6 months to continue operations in Sahel. Quote, the World Food Program is alarmed with the world worsening food crisis across the Sahel, a spokesman told reporters in Geneva. South Africa's already alarming number of murders and rapes kept increasing at the end of 2021, the police minister announced Friday. From October to December, the country suffered an average of 74 murders and 122 reported rapes every day, according to the police minister. That's a jump of 8.9% compared to 1 year ago. The 6,859 killings also marked an increase from the previous 3 months, a number that was already representing a worrying rise in Africa, which at the time had been blamed on deadly riots in July that left more than 350 people dead. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA